On what day do we walk outside these doors, put our foot down, and say, God, your promise says that we would enjoy the fatness of the land? If I would have studied this a little harder 2 months ago, my little pasture out there at my house might not sound like cornflakes when I rock across it.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friska. This message was recorded on August 26, 2020, and is taken from Genesis chapter 27, verses 1 through 29. Grab your Bible, turn to Genesis 27, and let's join Steve and the message.
That we would enjoy what God brings from His earth by our stewardship, by the dew from heaven, the rain from heaven, the Holy Spirit that came from heaven, a one-time outpouring to fill His church, to fill the universe, to supply us with everything we need for life and godliness, to walk this out to the glory of God, not walking in fear, not walking in dismay, but knowing that we've been promised, and to not shrink back from every time somebody says something against us, every time somebody says something negative about us, anytime somebody wants to bully us around, I will bless those who bless you, but know this, you bunch of yahoos, God will curse those who curse us. And don't let them curse your children either. This is a promise. And a bunch of imperfect people made it happen. Dysfunctional. Plum messed up. And God made it happen. But He still had to use them. I just want to ask you today, you ever feel like God didn't mean this promise for you because you're too dysfunctional? You've made too many mistakes? You almost deem yourself unforgivable? You look at yourself in the mirror and you don't see a man who's been blessed by his father. You just see a guy who's kind of been stumbling around in the way most of the time. Too many missteps. I want you to reexamine this story. These people are a bunch of messed up liars. They're tricking each other. And guess what? God's determined will was completed so that the line of Jesus would walk in that blessed line. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Jacob would become the nation of Israel. The one strand in the cord that still holds this nation in covenant with God is our relationship to Israel. We ever forsake that and the mess we're in, we're going to have a lot of trouble with Dad, I'll just tell you right now. Listen, our Father in heaven is very near right now, has plenty of grace for our dysfunctionality. I'm always reminded of David, Psalms 51. I mean, you're supposed to be the king of Israel. You're a man after God's own heart. Yet you can't help from going over to neighbor ladies and cooking hamburgers. And they're really hard hamburgers to cook because they had to hold hands while they was cooking them. Then you dig yourself a big enough ditch that you got to go ahead and muck a guy out. You get punished for it and you lose family over it. But yet in the midst of that, God's determined will continue to be played out. David said, create in me a new heart, O God. Store in me a steadfast spirit. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Don't cast me from your presence, but give me a willing spirit to sustain me. Listen to this. I just want a heart to do right. But I want to be willing. I want to be so willing that my dysfunctionality does not shackle me to the post. Where I get so bogged down in my mistakes and my missteps that I won't allow myself to be usable. I won't allow myself to live out God's purposes. I'm just along for the ride because I'm just a screwed up mess. Can you get past that today? And receive a willing spirit from God? You know, there's been teasing a lot since my little challenge to the governor the other day. A lot of people have been calling me governor. I ain't running for governor. I think I got too many skeletons in the closet to run for governor anyhow. I know I look perfect to y'all, but I got history. I got a lot of history. A lot of history. And you know what? He forgave me of all of it. Even forgave me of yesterday's history. Okay? I'm fallible. I'm human. I'm fairly dysfunctional. But I'll bet you $20. Oh, I forgot you ain't supposed to gamble in church. I'll bet you $20. You ain't going to find anybody very close or maybe very far that's any more willing. That's enough. It's enough. For our Father out in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I know the name of my Father. And it's a hallowed name. My name's not hallowed. My name's had times when it was rotten to the core. But the blood of Jesus that reconciled me unto the Creator of all things, the blood of Jesus that bought my forgiveness and my acceptance into His kingdom, has released me from that old guy. And the Holy Ghost came in me. No matter what kind of manifestation, no matter how I preach, no matter how we do it, that Spirit has caused me to be extremely willing. Willing. That's the only way that a God in heaven who's holy can look at a guy like me when I breathe my last. Say, come on in. Well done, good and faithful servant. Because through the lens of the church, if you'll watch me very long, if you was raised in church, you'll be pretty darn certain that I wasn't raised in church. I won't fit the narrative. I still got some stuff I really need to fix. And it used to bother me. Because y'all would call me pastor and things like that. And I know me. But I've read this story now for 2 weeks and just meditated on it. And I've asked God every day, what's so important about this story? He said, how much I love humanity. That I'll bless a family for a million generations that stand there flat-footed and bald-faced lie. But their intentions was according to my prophecy. See, when we quit foretelling Scripture, then that's all you have to hang on to, is to quit cussing, quit lying, quit living. I mean, the safest way not to make a mistake is just sit there and don't do nothing. The best way to do it. It's the only sure way. But if you're going to live, you're going to live. And guess what? There's a good chance some of us might make a mistake. I have some learned behaviors that are never going away. I just have to master them. So if you'll hit me on the toe with a hammer, my learned behaviors will rise to the occasions. Doesn't have one thing to do with my service to God. To make it right? No, it doesn't make it right. Is any of this right? No, none of it's right. But had this not happened, where would the line of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob be? Had this not happened. So I look at my own family. And the times that we've been disgruntled, the times we've been confused, the time we've been just mad enough to stand toe-to-toe and fight each other. Look as much like a bunch of non-Christians. I mean, there's non-Christians nicer than us. And you look around, and you go in the middle of all that. How in the world could a family like ours be so blessed? As dysfunctional and messed up as we are, how in the world could we be so blessed? And honest, truly today, there's things I've done in my life that are good. That had not an old heathen horse sale auctioneer, had a little try to him, met Jesus, had a little try to him, we wouldn't be sitting in this room right now. There's a whole world out there wouldn't be hearing some of this stuff they're hearing. See, ain't every preacher will clean his teeth on TV. See what I'm telling you? We're making a huge difference. And we're a mess. You know what? We're a pretty darn good mess. As long as we keep foretelling the Word of God, we keep being willing to do it, we're going to be just fine. And when the devil wants to come up and tell you what a nunchucks you used to be, just remind him that you already know that. The devil has never told you new news. Yeah, fake news, but never new news. That's all I got for you tonight. That has really blessed me. I've been challenged in the last little bit because I quoted the movie Tombstone the other day instead of quoting the Bible. I like Tombstone. Well, you can't watch a movie like that. There's cussing in a movie like that. Well, that means I can't go to a horse sale or make a living anymore either. I mean, really, some of this is a little ridiculous. It's a good movie where they shoot the bad guys. That's a good movie. That's why it's more fun than church. Church won't do anything with the bad guys. At least a good movie, they'll shoot the bad guys. Today, I was a little salty on the radio. It was pre-recorded yesterday, so when they played it back live today on the radio, I realized that I was a little salty in my office, and now I'm salty on the radio. Sorry, it is a country western station. A lot of salty songs on that station. And I just wondered how many preachers they'd ever had on a country western station like that that used a couple of the phrases I used. Oh, they didn't come out of the Bible. They came out of me. You know what? I'm okay. I'm not condoning it. And so the last thing I'm going to tell you today, when a nation out there wants to belittle my Jesus, treat him like he really didn't happen, it's pretty hard to do with a guy that knows him. And even through my missteps, I get to keep knowing him because he knows me. Don't sit around in your self-righteous Sunday morning stuffy attitude and belittle my president either, who has fought for my Christianity harder than anybody that's ever sat behind that desk, because you don't like his phrases and you don't like his verbiage and you don't like his techniques and he's not nice enough for you. Well, good, don't invite him to your church. He wouldn't like being there anyhow. But for crying out loud, we've heard the prophecies. God's determined will is being done amongst a lot of dysfunctional people. Find some comfort and some joy in that. Don't be dismayed by all the dysfunction in the earth. God knows a lot about working with humans who mess things up, do things wrong. Thank God he's got more grace than we do. He's a good father. And he sets us up in a good way. That's all I got. Let's pray. Jesus, I want to thank you for your word tonight. Lord, as I sit here and talk tonight, I'm just humbled by it all. I mean, honestly, Lord, it's crazy that a guy like me even gets set in front of anybody. It's crazy. Now, Lord, you'd take a little smattering of folks out here in West Texas and use this little joint right here to plow a pretty good furrow, do some damage. Lord, all over this country right now, listening to these words, family after family with their own issues and their own dysfunction and their own mistakes can look to a father. Look to a father who will get it done anyhow. Lord, all I'm asking tonight is give us a willing spirit. A willing spirit. Stand up and be heard. A willing spirit to hear your voice and follow your lead. A willing spirit to see the need and know we've heard the call. A willing spirit to sustain us. Lord, there's many in this room tonight that either need a healing touch themselves, got family members. Lord, I can keep praying for my sister. And Lord, I just feel hope. Hope. Lord, as you walk her through this, Lord, I'm praying for her healing. That she'll walk out of that old lonely room all by herself and come out of there and be well. All because of you, Jesus. I pray that for many others around that we know who need a healing touch. Lord, tonight we just give you praise and glory for being the good father you are. Help us to be good sons and daughters. Do your will. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message on Genesis chapter 27, verses 1 through 29. Come join us Wednesday night, 7:30, 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And tune in every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, to listen to Steve on AM 1450 Cow Country. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.